This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The first cases of a new variant of the coronavirus that has been spreading in the United Kingdom has now been detected in France and Spain. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Should Americans be concerned about the new strain of COVID-19?
Certainly, should we keep our eye on it? Absolutely. But also, this is not surprising in any way. Viruses mutate.
That's Catherine Blish, an infectious disease expert with Stanford University, talking to KGO. Also speaking to KGO, University of California, San Francisco researcher Nevin Krogan. He's not concerned about the vaccine working on the new variant right now.
One needs to keep in mind that there's a large amount of antibodies when you initially get the vaccine, and it looks like those mutations have no effect. But when the antibodies start to decrease, the fear is that those mutations then would result in more susceptibility when the antibody levels are lower.
Scientists are still researching the new variant and the current vaccines. I'm Shelley Adler.
South Korea posted its second highest daily number of coronavirus cases Saturday as outbreaks at a prison, nursing homes, and churches continued to grow, prompting authorities to plead for a halt to all year-end gatherings. Sydney residents were urged not to head to shops for Boxing Day bargains, while those in some northern beach suburbs prepared to re-enter a strict lockdown for 3 days from Sunday as the Australian city seeks to stamp out a coronavirus outbreak. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that Israel was hoping to vaccinate a quarter of its population against coronavirus within a month in order to return to post-pandemic normalcy. Netanyahu was the first Israeli to receive a COVID-19 shot December 19th, ahead of Monday's launch of a nationwide inoculation program. His comments come as Israel prepared to start Sunday a nationwide two-week lockdown. This is VOA News. The United States is by far the leading nation in COVID deaths and cases, as the number of infections globally topped 80 million. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Data compiled by Johns Hopkins University reported the mark Saturday morning after 472,000 cases were recorded worldwide Christmas Day. The number of deaths related to the coronavirus across the globe stands at 1.75 million, with the U.S. accounting for the most, over 331,000. The U.S. also reported the most infections, 18.8 million, followed by India with 10.2 million and Brazil with 7.4 million. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden warned Saturday of, quote, devastating consequences, end quote, if President Donald Trump continues to delay signing a COVID-19 economic relief bill passed by Congress. The president threw a long-awaited pandemic aid package into doubt last week as millions of Americans prepared to lose benefits and face eviction, demanding lawmakers more than triple the $600 direct payments to U.S. taxpayers. In a video earlier this week, Mr. Trump called the nearly $900 billion bill a disgrace, despite it being passed with bipartisan support. A Syrian refugee camp in northern Lebanon was set on fire Saturday night, following a fight between members of the camp and a local Lebanese family, state media reported. The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNCOR, confirmed a large fire had broken out in a camp in the Minya region and said some injured had been taken to the hospital. The National News Agency reported the fire followed an altercation between a member of a Lebanese family and Syrian workers. Uganda suspended all campaigning for January's presidential poll in the capital and 10 populous districts Saturday, citing coronavirus risks. But critics said the real reason was, in fact, the opposition's popularity in these areas. The East African country is scheduled to hold a presidential election January 14th. A spokesman for the Independent Electoral Commission said the suspensions are taking place in areas where there's a high spread of the coronavirus. Candidate and pop star Bobby Wine has emerged as the strongest challenger to President Yoweri Museveni, who has been in power since 1986. Saturday, authorities in Nashville in the U.S. state of Tennessee probed an explosion that ripped through part of the city Christmas morning after a chilling bomb warning while the governor requested an emergency declaration from the White House. An FBI special agent in charge says there are no known threats to Nashville as the investigation continues. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.